there. You already managed to get through the canal. Where are you holding him? You sure?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Where are you holding him? With you.
So
the Andromeda,
and then the Mars to the two dots.
Fantastic! Oh, wonderful!
But not the next one. I think.
No, that we said we're keeping. Yeah, we're waiting. Yeah. Oh, wonderful! Ravuna Avchista. Ravuna and Avchista explained pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a pick of a nation that Thomas Yedai. Ravuna Avchista chadam amshum chashte kohuna. One explained the reason why. The Tamei Yudayim is because we're worried about the Kohenim who are less than virtuous. They were suspected guys who wanted to cause damage to other people, and therefore the Chazal were worried about that and said, you should know, if this becomes Pigol, or you know what's going to be doing with Pigol, your hands are going to become Tommy, you're going to have to total them, Balagan, you're going to have to find a mikvah and total them, so Meda is going to be some deterrent. The Chadam is from Atzli Kuna. Atzli Kuna means the lazy can't be bothered right now to eat up the meat, and therefore it's going to become nicer. So therefore, Chazal Begeza, that you should know, if the meat does become nicer and you touch it, you're going to be Tomis. Therefore, once again, some deterrent, and the Kohenim is going to work hard to eat. Chadam Kazai is Chadam Kaveta. This we'll see in a minute, is going to be a machlikas between them. So, now the Gemara is saying, Chatzani, there's no machlikas in Avon and Chista about what the reason why Chazal would go to Tumasi Yedai. One was just explaining Chatzani Apigo, one was explaining Apigo, the one that said, which one of the Motra? Which one's Pigo? Atzli or Chashte? Chashte, very good. Chashte, the suspected Kermit. We are at the top of Kuchafen Alfamad Aleph. So one said it's Pigel, and one was explaining Pigel. Why is Pigel Matanis Yedayim? Because we have these Chashti Kohenim. But Chatzoni, Anoisa, and one was explaining why it becomes, why hands come to me if it's Noisa. Keep going, Cheshko. There you are. Top line. Chatzoni, Anoisa. Mandatani, Anoisa, second line. Mandatani, Anoisa, Mishum. Sorry, top line. Chatzoni Anoisa. Mandatani Apigol. The one explaining Pigol, he's the one who explained that the reason why your hands become Tomishim Chashtekuna, because the Kohenim are suspected that they'll cause damage to other people. Therefore, Chazal made it to the parents and said that your hands will be Tom if you do that. Mandatani Anoisa Mishim Atzei Kohenim. Kuna. Let's stop there before we get to Kizai Sechabitza, just to get clear on what's going on here. Rashbam at the bottom of the omelet. Chad Omam Mishum Chashti Kuna. They come from the first of Pigol Koy. Chad Omam Mishum Atri Kuna. And they come from the first of Nisa Koy. But look, Pligi, no argument, but Chad Omam Mishum time of the Pigol, Chad Omam Mishum time of the Nisa. Okay. Chad Tani, top of the omelet, man, Rashbam. Chad Tani, a Pigol, Chad Tani, Nisa. Chad Omam Mishum time of the Nisa. My time on Pigol and Tamas Yedayim, one's coming to explain why Pigol is with your hands. Machad Mefayish time on Asit, and one's explaining the reason on the Mishnah, my time, why is Noita Mitamas Yedayim, why is Noita Mitamas Yedayim. So here it comes. Mishum Chashti Kuhuna. This Rashbam, already the Rashi is quoting, is such a mind-boggling Rashi. Now, whoever I've met, I've asked this question to anyone who's caught him, and he just shake your heads in wonder. 7 day wonder. Gozer chachamim tuma. Chachamim gozer tuma. Shalayif kalus. You shouldn't make it pigol. Who ought to? The Kohenim might, with kavana, make something pigol. How do you make something pigol? You have kavana when you set it, or when you do zika, you're going to eat it after the right time. That's pigol. So we're worried that they'll do it. Last by the Yomu, and they'll say Shogi Genayu. Now, why don't they say Shogi Genayu? Why don't they say Rishogi? Because they don't want to pay. Now, Allah is, if you do something that makes this, really it's Hezek Shein and Nikah. This Hezek, which they did, on the animal, it's not Nikah. You can't see on the animal the damage done. So what's Allah with Hezek Shein and Nikah? So really, the Allah is, you don't need to pay. Hezek Shein and Nikah, Pata. You show me the damage, here you are, I have it back. I haven't done anything to you. The Chazal would go, sir, that if you did the Bemezid, then you have to pay. Right? So you get in, if you did the Bemezid, you have to pay. Now he'll say, I did the Bishagit. If I did the Bishagit, I don't need to pay. But your stuff is no good. So this claim will turn around to the Balabais and say, you know, here's your meat, I'm very sorry. Accidentally I thought that I'll eat it, and I thought it was a shlamim and I'll eat it in 2 days, and it's not really, it's a chatos. And you have to eat it by the end of the night.
And
so I'm sorry, it's bigger.
And I
no, even if it's not yet the end of the night, the mashava, thinking I'm going to be eating it, they later already makes it bigger. So therefore, I'm sorry, if your behema is no good, go and buy another one, bring another one. I'm happy to be at your service again next time. But right now, this behema, and she also paid me out, and I'm sorry it was a mistake.
So it's a lie.
Of course. Lying his head off. He's lying his head off. He did the b'mezes.
Yeah.
Right? He did the b'mezes. But that's why he'll say, so because Chazal don't want that to happen, so therefore they said to the Kohen, he said, no, if meat is pigle, your hands are tummy. And now a Kohen is going to be more wary on doing that, because then when he brings his behema to the guy and says, so this is your behema, it's pigle, his hands are tummy, he has to get the mitzvah to say, but his hands is complicated. So it's a bit of a deterrent. That is the pshat. So far so good. So it's from easy to understand. Now here comes Rashi. Rashi, Rabbeinu Pirish. Rashi, yeah, Rabbeinu is Rashi. So what does it mean? Oy Tamachi, saying another pshat, why, what pigle means. Says the P, says shlomim him. This Kohen is offering up shlomim. Now, what is shlomim? Shlomim goes to the Bailim. The Bailim eats it. The majority of the meat is eaten up by the Bailim. Bailim, family, friends. A Kohen doesn't get very much.
What is it for, that carbon? What's the purpose?
When a person wants to be thankful to Hashem, not necessarily because he went through four dangerous situations, but he had a grandson. I'd like to bring a korban to Hashem to show how much I'm shodding in Hashem at the moment. So maybe he brings his korban and then he brings his friends and they eat and they have a good time. You've got 2 days to eat. It's not like a common tuda which you have to eat in 1 day. It's not me have a bit longer. So this guy, this Kohen, he's looking at 2-3 pieces of meat, steak, whatever it is, and he's thinking, I thought I liked some, but the shlomim, all I get is the measly chazay v'shoik. Shoik is the bone and the leg, one of the leg, part of the leg. And chazay is part of the chest. That's the part that the Kohen gets. And all the rest, tons of meat goes to other people. So he's upset. Now he's thinking to himself, how can I get to that? I'll eat the meat. I know what, I'll do it for chatos. A chatos, the halacha is, the Kohen get the meat. The Bailim don't. So I'll do it the same chatos. And that way I'll get the meat. So says Rashi, that's what figured it. This Kohen did it with Kavanah for a different korban.
And he tells the
and then after he tells the Bailim, I'm so sorry, I did it for Chatos. So I've got all the meat now and Koltov. So says Mishnah, that if somebody does that, you should know your hands are going to be tummy. Every time you touch that meat, your hands are going to be tummy because you made the figure. That's how Rashi explains it.
They couldn't have stemmed this by saying, if you do this as a Kohen, you can't eat the meat.
Right, then it would be making that the meat is not fit for eating.
Yeah.
And you're going to be bringing it into soul. You're going to be making a kosher korban into a pasul korban. We never want to do that with kosher.
When does it switch?
What do you mean by that?
Pasul.
But we know it. No yeshik can become pasul. If the method's pigle, it can become pasul. But here, he just said the wrong mashallah. What wrong mashallah? He said, I'm doing it the same chatos. So it's really a kosher korban. The Mishnah says in Zokim, Kala Zokim, Shinishkutu Shalei Lishma, all korbanis, which was left in Shalei Lishma, are kosher. They don't work for the Bailim, but they're kosher. So maybe we don't want to make a korban that's better and kosher into pasul. So this meat is kosher to be eaten. So how are we going to make it? This Kohen's not going to do that. By telling him, your hands are going to be tummy, now go and find the mikvah. Yes, it's over the palagam. Yeah? That's Rashi. So what's Rashbam? Rashbam doesn't like this chat. Why? Blaine here. Same pigle, hello, the sheikh, the manas lecho, bimenu, chutz, this man. Same pigle. There's no such thing as pigle apart from Elo, the Sheikhet Amanas Lechel, Mimeno Chosid Mani. Pigle, the definition of pigle is somebody who says something with Kavanah to eat it, Chosid Mani. That's the definition of pigle.
Yes.
What do you mean? You mustn't have the wrong intent.
No, you can't have wrong, but you have a no intent.
No, stam mashama is also good. If you don't have any bigger, it's also good. But if you have mashama psula, mashama chutz, no, that's bigger. So what's the Ashman's kasha? The mission says bigger.
What about eating outside of
eating
in the wrong place? Is that also
possible? Oh, that's possible. It's not bigger,
it's
possible. It's also
if you have the intent of eating in the wrong place.
Yeah. That's possible. The carbon is possible. There's no curries, but there's an ether.
Okay.
So we're talking about ether. None of it is a curry. So what's the cast of the Rajvam? The cast of the Rajvam is that the Mishnah says bigger. And Rashi says, what are we talking about?
Possible.
So they had mashava to eat the same chatos. That's not pigol. Pigol is mashava to eat the chutz manos. I have to write a lot of time. He didn't have that. He has gavana, there'll be a chatos. That's not pigol. And the Mishnah calls it a pigol. So the Pesach Rashi can't be true.
Is the time frame for a chatos and shlomim the same?
No.
It's not the same. So isn't it by default if he has in mind that he's going to do chatos, then that means that it's also pickle because it's also a different time frame?
No, because you have kavana to eat it within a day. A chatos you have to eat within a day. So you have kavana to eat within a day, so definitely that's okay. Shlamim means you have a day, 2 days.
So it's not called pickle if you have a shorter time?
No, that's not pickle. Pickle means quarter of my out of that. I want to eat it longer than that. Yeah, but after a day. So if I want to eat it 5 minutes, also good. But not longer than a day. Okay, you have kavana. So that's the pshat of Rashi. So Rashi is saying that means you have kavana to chatos, and then the kasha on that is what? It's not called pigle, and the Mishnah calls it pigle. So far, so good. We understand Rashi's kasha on Rashi. But now my kasha on Rashi. And this kasha, on Rashi, since any of us people, nobody knows an answer. Now, Rashi is, if you shech a korban shlomi, something which has been hooked is for shlomi, with kavana for chatos, now Rashi is, it still has a din of a shlomi. It still has a din of a shlomim.
What's the situation?
He had a carbon shlomim that was hooked to the same shlomim. I said, I'm bringing it to the midos for the same shlomim.
The balabai.
Along comes the kohen and shechs it the same chatos. The carbon stays the shlomim, even with the mashom the same chatos. One second, outline. It still stays the shlomim. If so, what's this kohen doing? I want to eat it, so I'm going to check for the same chatos. Not going to help you. This same is the shlomi.
Is there such a thing as pigle in this situation?
No, it's not pigle. Pigle means you ask him to eat it out of his man. He didn't. He wanted to have it right within his man. He wanted that I should eat all the meat. That's what the kohen doing. I should eat all the meat. It's not going to help you. You can have all the mashav in the world. It's not going to help you. Because it still says the shlomi. It goes to the bailiff.
It still says the what if he does the Kabbalah?
Everything. He does shchita, Kabbalah, ilocha, ival. All the same chatos. The behemoth still. All Azmachim, Shenisha to Shaloi Nishmon, all Kolbani to Yusef Shaloi Nishmon Kosher, Elo to the Olu Nishim Bailin Mechiva. That's what the Mishnah Zvachim says. Every Kolbani that was hooked us for a particular use, and you shechted it for a different thing, it stays kosher for the original one, Elo that the Bailin has to bring another one. But there's no way the Kohen is going to get all the meats.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of the Kohen saying, I shechted the same chatos? The Bible says, around in that case, sorry, but still slumming. I still get the meat. So what's he got? That's my kasha. It's not copyright. Anyone's got to hear it. I'd love to hear it. If you meet somebody over Purim, somebody knows about my cousin, there's Rashi, the Kuchat Aleph Ahmed Aleph, and absolutely up to him.
What does it do to the Solani offering? If he says it's not, does it do anything? Is there any...
All it does is that the Balabai is going to have to bring another one. That's all.
And then he's going to get two?
And then the Balabai is going to have to eat two kabbalas, yeah? But the Shlomim stays the Shlomim. The Shlomim Kavan and Yishech. For instance, if you shechted it for Chatos, when you do Zika, what do you do Zika for? For Chatos or for Shlomim? For Shlomim. If you did Zika for Chatos, what do you do Ilocha for Chatos or Shlomim? You do it for Shlomim. And Hanamahala, you always do it for Shlomim, because it stays in the Kedusha. The Man Zvachim says,
he doesn't do srikas, so he doesn't sprinkle?
He does. For Kohen.
No, but if he changes his mind, the Kohen says, I'm going to do it for Pesach.
Exactly. And the next piece,
and then he goes to the, he chefs it, takes it up to the Mesbeah.
He still does the same Kohen.
And he still sprinkles?
Yeah.
Isn't there a difference?
Yeah. Discussion. The name is Kasha.
Isn't there a difference?
But he's trying to go into it as a Kasha.
He's
where you don't sprinkle.
No, Kasha also sprinkles.
Isn't there a difference? Sprinkling?
Yeah.
So does he locations and things like that? Which place does he sprinkle?
Yeah. So if you
sprinkle. So if he sprinkles in the wrong location?
If he sprinkles in the wrong location, you have to remember that Alok is. What's that Alok? If you sprinkle in the wrong location. Wait, I don't remember. What's that Alok if you sprinkle then? Chatzal Beim is meant to be the Malo. So where is Shlomim meant to be? Chatzal Beim is sprinkled the blood above. So where do you sprinkle the blood of Shlomim? Chatzal is doing three and four corners. Say that too, maybe it's too many. But so then the Gemara said it stays in its position. It should be the shorter. It means it says it. The Gemara says, "Avu b'kedushasayu kaimi." It stays in the kedusha. Also, the snivri. You don't have to change the cloth.
So there's only one reason for a gazera, and that would be shtigl.
Yeah, that's
meaning eating it outside of the time.
Not. Yeah, that's the same. So there's two kashas on Rashi. Number one is the kasha that Rav Tam asked. He's saying pickle, but it's not called pickle.
Oh, no.
Number two is right. So I asked the son, the big Thomas Hoffman, because of the two dogs, David, Rabbi David's son, a very terrific Thomas Hoffman, has got him back. And I asked him this. See, so like, when that is. Then he came to me later and said, maybe this Korean is going to tell the Bailim. He said, no, I did the same chatos. So the Bailim will say, oh, the Bailim's not ours. And he said, oh, so here it is. The Balim, the owner, is an ignoramus, it's okay, so here it is.
Ah.
And the Kohen will therefore eat it. So he's some garden then. It's not, not so geschmack for himself. So this kasa is a tremendous, tremendous kasa. Over Purim, those that have a terrace, the Bakasha. The back of the Gemara, with lots of ways to hold it, he says that to answer Rashi, because Rashi can't make such a blatant mistake, he's coming to answer Rashi from the Rashbam's question. Rashi says it's pigal. Rashbam's question, that's not called pigal. He's coming to answer Rashi. So he says that Rashi is Talmud made a mistake. Rashi didn't really mean this. He says, Kehechi Zaloi Niklu Buki Sriki. Buki Sriki is a nice expression for garbage. Yeah, so there shouldn't be that. We shouldn't have garbage in Rashi, which obviously you can't have it, yeah? Nearly, say the Torah is not for the divorce. It must be some type of Torah spelling in the words of Rashi. Mitzorah Kleiman is saying Pigol. The Rashi said that, I don't know how he fits it in exactly, but he wants to change the gears. One thing, let's find the whole word. He's saying that the Kohen will say that it was pigel when it wasn't really pigel, and then he'll eat it.
That's
so the Balabais will say, oh, no, he can't eat it, and then he'll eat it on his own somehow. That's how he puts it in. I mean, in the Kohen by Allah Chazev Shaykh. So the Kohen only has a Chazev Shaykh. So the Kohen's upset. So what would it say? I mean, Yishrat him made the same pigle. He'll say it was the same pigle. Not that it really was the same pigle. Yeah, he'll say that it was a pigle. Yeah, I don't know why he said bemazed. It doesn't fit in so well. So maybe take out that word as well. We're changing Rashi anyway. We can change it. Yishrat him the same pigle. He'll say it was pigle. Today, so that he'll be able to eat it. So that's how the Lord of Moses get out of Rashi says.
Maybe if it's been made, then he'll offer to pay the final. He wants to eat it.
Nice.
But he wants it.
Very nice. He doesn't want to be able to get it on.
Say, this is a nice piece of meat.
Okay, beautiful. And what's that? You got a good head. Yeah, it could be. He doesn't want to be able to get it on, so he'll pay him for it. And that was Mazik, I'm sorry. And then he'll eat it. Right, so okay.
But Kenneth both said he did it in Shin Patra so that he could eat the whole thing, and then he said it was pickled.
Right, our big question, which you came just a minute too late for, is our big question is, if you set the cob in the Shin Patra, it stays sloppy. This Rashi doesn't read. Not only because it's not pigo, it doesn't read because the Kohen is not doing anything. He comes to the Balabas and says, no, I did the same Kapos. The Balabas will say, I don't know so much, but let me just go and call up the Kapalocha. I'll call up the Kapalocha and say, what's the Alocha where the Kohen has done the same Kapos and it really was sorry. The Kabbalah said, we don't know, we're just going to call up somebody. And they'll ask their rabbi, and the rabbi will say, yes, we can still eat it. Stop him. So the whole thing got out of the way. What's he want? Yeah. So that's a lot of Moshe is suggesting a change in Gilsa. Not because of my Kasha, but it would help for my Kasha as well. Change the whole Gilsa that he did the same pigle, the same did the mazes, it's your pay, it's going to be over Gezo, and then I'll eat it. Very good. Okay, that's my Rashba. Mishum Atzikuna. So they shouldn't be lazy with Achila, but what then you saw, so too you saw. What does Rashbam want from those last three words?
Can you read it again?
Rashbam said like this, Mishmati Kuna, the Gemara is saying Kuna, yeah? Shalai Tatsu Achila, so that the Kohenim shouldn't be lazy when they're eating. The same would be by Yisrael. So I'm asking, what does the Rashbam want from those three words? The Gemara says Kuna, so why is the Rashbam over here? So why is the Rashbam saying Vuadin Yisrael? So Gemara says Kuna, so he will keep it Kuna. What's bothering him? What's bothering us?
It could be because we're stuck in the Yisrael. We eat the Kuna Pesach and serve with one of the Shemashi Nosson on that as well.
Very good. The Rashbam's bothered. So the Mishra says that the Kuna is the Pesach also in the Tami Yudai. If the reason why they're meeting Zay is because that's the Kuhuna, what's that got to do with Kohen Pesach? Kohen Pesach has nothing to do with the Kohenim. It's not what I mean. When we talk about Atzli Kuhuna, we don't mean Dafka Atzli Kuhuna. We mean any Atzlonim, Atzli Yisrael as well. So back to the Gemara now. So now we said, that's no machlikis. No machlikis of Anam Chiste regarding what the reason for Matamis Yidayim was. But now, says the Gemara, there is a machlikis regarding how much meat is Matamis Yidayim. Chadoma Kizayis. Lachadoma Kubeitza. One says the Kizayis is Matamis Yidayim. And one says only Kubeitza is Matamis Yidayim. Kubeitza is double the size of a Kizayis. So one says the Kizayis, and one says only Kubeitza is Matamis Yidayim. Mandam Kizayis. The one who says Kizayis, why do you pick on Kizayis? Why not Kubeitza? Kisur, he says, when Chazal makes Zeris, they made it to mirror the matlik size given for if you eat no. If you eat pigo, you get kohes. How much do you have to eat to get kohes? The kizayis. So if you touch a kizayis, you'll be tummy. Madonna, kibetza. The one who says kibetza, he says kitum also. He says one thing. What's the focus here? The focus is that tumor. And a lot of tumor is if you have a kibetza food, the tummy can be mitame other foods. So therefore, we're going to say if you have a kibetza of nice, there'll be mitame your hands. So that's why I'm picking on kibetza. And that is the machlinga. Says Rashbam, tell them a kizayis, mehen mitame shidai, a kizayis of itches mitame hands, a chalam a kibetza, kibetza of itches mitame hands, ubaha lechud of the pligi, only on this is the machlinga. Regarding this point, is there a dispute between a vun and a kista? Kisoi os isa achilos of the kizayis, the isa to eat, how much is also to eat? The truth is, even less than that is also to eat. Chatzis is also not saying, but how much did you get curries for? Then you can say, Kitchum also, Tumas Oiflin, the Chabitza, the Tamechim. Tumas Oiflin, the Tame something else, is a Chabitza, and therefore we're saying it's a Chabitza. Simple Gemara, apart from that big cast that we have on it, we have to say we should be zeicha on Purim to see up the Shmaya, and we should be zeicha to have a good chat to explain what's chat in Rashi, the Shumchashti Kuhuna. Birich, Birchet HaPesach, one to the last stretch. Birchet HaPesach, Pota Esel Zevach. If a person made a bracha, Hashem Yisrael made a series of Yitzvanu Lechol Es HaPesach, which is a bracha that said that recited before eating the Korban Pesach, he does not have to make a bracha on the Korban Chagiga. Fata Es HaZelach. As was mentioned yesterday, we always eat the Chagiga first. So what does it mean? If you made a bracha on the Korban Pesach, you don't have to make a bracha on the Korban Chagiga. It means if before you ate the Chagiga, you made the bracha of the Korban Pesach, that would pass the Korban Chagiga. Here it is, so there, if you made the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, lo yipotah shel Pesach, it does not pass you up from making a bracha on the Korban Pesach. You have to make another bracha on the Korban Pesach. Here we have Bishroi. Lo yizupiteh zu, lo yizupiteh zu. Korban Chagiga and Korban Pesach are two independent korbanos. The bracha one doesn't help for the other, and therefore you have to make a new bracha on each of them independently. Says Rashi, "Bishlam Pesach Bishlam Zevach Mefarsh V'Tisefta." It says in Tisefta, where will he find this Tisefta? No. In Sofer. Mistake. In Sofer. It's actually in the back of our Gemara. I don't know if you've ever discovered where the Tisefta is. At the very, very back of the Gemara is Tisefta. Tisefta is a whole lot, right? Tisefta Sofer, yeah? The very, very back. So in Derek Yud there, which is the last page, he brings down a halacha of Firich Eta Ezu Birch Da Pesach for Asher Kedushonu Bemitzvah Vizvonu Lecha La Pesach. Ezu Birch Da Zevach for Asher Kedushonu Bemitzvah Vizvonu Lecha La Zevach. So, says Hashbam, that's what it is.
Here, in mind, did you say something?
Yeah.
Perak Yud?
Yes, yeah. Very last. Which is brought with the Pesach, which is known as the Chagiga. Right, the Korban Chagiga that we bring in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach on a Seva. Inami is referring to the Dorim and the Dovis. Shehikiv Eva Pesach Va'uchman B'Leil Pesach. Halach is when you eat Korbanos you have to make a bracha. The Benos, what bracha do you make when you eat Korbanos? Lechoy, not Al. Lechoy Es HaZevach. Yeah. Good though, if you, Bernard mentioned the Al. So it's a big question. Why do we make Al Achilles Matzah? And yet the successor says we say Lechoy Es HaZevach. Lech Aleta Pesach. It's a big question. And that question, Metz Hashem, when we get round to it on Daf, Vov, on a date in Sochim, the Gemara asks that question, why by Korban, why by Biur Chometz, sorry, Zayin of this, why by Biur Chometz we say Al or Le, and there's the Gemara there, which there is, 10 Maholchim, I think, in the Sugya. Different Rishonim, when you say Al, when you say La, Yad Hashem, we shall do it, and we shall save him at Zachas, so give us time. For the time being, we'll go to the Shabbat and say that you make La. Lech Alessa Pesach. Lech Alessa Zah. Lech Alessa Zevach. So, Prok to the Bishnah, we're beginning with Farsin and time of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the Machlokes. Hach Iger Sinon. This is the Giros of Birch and HaZevach, Loi Pota HaPesach. Birch al HaPesach, Tota Es HaZevach. There's different Yisois, and that's why it's coming to say, there's another one in Tosis, in some Tosis, there is another Gyosa that is coming to negate. Okay, says the Gemara. Kishetin Seloima. Yes, the Gemara is going to explain it. Kishetin Saleima, if you arm an iron well. Kishetin Saleima, according to Alskar, means upon careful analysis. But even if you don't have Alskar, it means if you arm an iron well. If you understand deeply, which is a careful analysis, a good word for that. If you look into the words of Rabbi Shmuel, you'll understand his pshat. You know why he said if you make a bracha on the Pesach, it helps for the Zevach. If you make a bracha on the Zevach, it doesn't help for the Pesach. You know why? Because Zrika, the Klal Shvicha. And the Torah says about Kabbanah's face, and certain Kabbanah's face is Zizrikas Hadam. Once Zizrikas Hadam, he stands from afar and he throws the blood. Certain Kabbanah's, very few, in fact, the Kompezach is the one. Kompezach, it says, you do Shficha. You stand close to the Mizbech and you pour it onto his face. You don't throw the blood, you pour it into it. Now, if you did Zika for Shficha, are you Yitzah? And if you did Shficha for Zika, are you Yitzah? That means when the Torah said, I want you to do Shficha, is it any use? No, this Korban is completely different to the other Korban. I want Dafka Shficha. And if you did Zika, you're not Yitzah. So it's a different Korban. Or, and, when the Torah says, I want you to do Zika as opposed to Shficha, does the Torah mean to say, you should know this Korban is so different from the Korban of Shficha, that I want you Dafka to do Zika. And if you do Shficha, it's not what I want. You're not Yetzer with that. Oh no! When I tell you to do Zika, other Shvicha is also good. I'm telling you, you can even do Zika. It's not so removed from the Shvicha Korban. I'm just telling you, you can also do Zika. It's got like a leniency. You can also do Zika. Zika is from afar, Shvicha is close. What does the Torah mean when it says Zika and Shvicha? So if we look in the words of Rabbi Shmuel, we'll know. Rabbi Shmuel said that if you make a bracha ala Pesach, it helps you for Korban and Chagiga. Now Chagiga you're meant to throw. So I can make a bracha Korban Pesach which you're meant to do Shvicha for. That tells me that Zvicha is also, Zika is also good Shvicha. The Korban, the Torah tells you to do Zika, Shvicha can cover Zika. That means the Torah is saying a Korban Zevach, a Korban Chagiga is also different to a Korban Pesach. Actually, the leniency can also do Zika for it. It's not so different than a Korban Pesach. So if you made the bracha ala Pesach on such a Korban, it's good. Because it's not so removed from a Korban Pesach. If it's got says do a Shvicha, so it's Makbid, do not do a Zika. That's telling me that the Korban, which in our case is a Pesach, is different than a Chagiga. You can't do a Zika for a Korban Pesach, even though you can do a Zika for the Korban Chagiga. So a Korban Chagiga and a Korban Pesach, as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, a Korban Chagiga got a Shachasis. So if you'd make a bracha on Ala Zevach when you eat a Korban Pesach, the Pesach thing, sorry, I guess so. Korban Chagiga got no Shachasis to me. I'm a Mr. Shvicha. And Zika doesn't work for me. Therefore, I need a bracha ala Pesach. Yes, Yossi. Say it with a smile. Say it, that's the answer.
I can understand the question that we said if somebody was to grab something, it was to say for the Korban Pesach, it was to say the other one. You use one Korban to say to another, and you go to that. That is the sense of life of a Korban. I don't see
so the most important thing, the most important thing of the whole Korban is the blood. The blood is the mati. The most important thing of the Korban is the mati, is the blood. And therefore, the blood defines the Korban. Telling me how to do the blood defines what the Korban is. So if you're telling me that I can do Zika, then that defines the type of Korban. If you're telling me to do Shvicha, that defines the Korban. So Mela, if by Torah is telling me you have to do Shvicha, means and not Zika, so Torah is defining the Korban as a different entity to the others. So you can't make Alazevach. Alazevach means on Korbanos. It's referring to the other type of Korbanos. You can't make a bracha when you eat it, because the Torah is defining this Korban as a different entity.
Different animal for a different purpose, for a different korban, for a totally different reason. Okay, so in one pras it's the same.
Not one pras. The blood is a critical point of the korban. It's called the matim. The matim, the yakim, the matim, it's also numerous places in Zvachim. It talks about Ha'ilchus Zigo. It talks about the matim. The matim is the most important and critical point of the korban. Let's read out one of them. But
you have
to have
one of them.
Huh?
Not sure. He's saying that.
What's not true?
He's saying the Rabban and Korban Zevach as the
Alachilis Pesach. Yeah. So Alachilis Pesach means on a korban that it was offered up just like a korban Pesach.
Now the munch on it, it's not a korban Pesach. He's confusing his family, making a mistake.
Doesn't mean
why
you can't
eat
something
you're going to think he ate corn and
paste off. Maybe even corn and paste off. You can make him serious.
I'm asking that as a spit.
It's not
kosher.
Why is
that
kosher? When the
he is about to munch on something. He heard his father say a brother on this zipper. Call it a corn and paste off. He eats and he can go to sleep. That's it.
So if you are Chazal, you'd have a right to make such a zera, but you're not. And Chazal didn't feel that, that's a worry. You've got the zera, you've got the Pesach, you made the kabrach on the kol and the Pesach, and you're going to eat it, and then let's ask the same question you have on matzah. We make brach alachidus matzah, when you eat the matzah?
Yeah.
At the end. So why are we not worried? The person will start eating, and then get to bed and say, oh, I've done my matzah. Same question. Right, you can ask the same question. So, as much as a person knows there's a Seder coming, we can infer from here that Chazal was not worried about it, right?
Yeah.
We can infer from here, Chazal says, as much as a person knows he's got a Seder, he's got this meeting, that meeting, there's no worry they'll go to bed in the middle. So he made the Brach HaLachidus Pesach. It's going to work for the Pesach that he eats at the end. And it also works for what he eats now, because this Bema is not so different to that Bema. And maybe we should make a gzera. Now, in the Chami, if there was a reason for gzera, we can be quite sure because I wasn't made the gzera. They didn't. That means that they were not worried about it. Now, why not? So I'm suggesting why not? Because since the person knows he's got two behemoths in front of him, he knows it's coming still. And the Bachi make now will work for later. It's not,
Is the Korban Pesach the only Korban in Israel?
Yes, that's right. Well, from what I've seen, I'm not a big Baki in Zlatan Kachim. I've learned the Mishnah from it, but as far as I know, it's the only Korban in Israel. But do you have another one? I think it's the only one in Israel. Okay, so that's stuff in Rabbi Shlomo now. So now we understand. Now we can see inside. So since the Lema, if you upon careful analysis, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, the Kunda Rabbi Shmuel, Zika, Pechlal, Shvicha. Zika is included in Shvicha, meaning when the Torah says do Shvicha, do Zika, you could do Shvicha as well. Veloy Shvicha Pechlal Zika. But when the Torah says do Shvicha, you cannot do Zika. It's not included in Zika. Yes. The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, the Kunda Rabbi Shmuel, Zika, when the Torah talks about Zika, Bechlal Shvicha, it can be included in Shvicha. When the Torah says Zika, it means also Shvicha. It's under the category of Shvicha as well. But Veloy Shvicha, but Shvicha is not under the category of Zika. It means when the Torah says Shvicha, if you do Zika, you would not be Zika. If Rabbi Kiva, by Kund Rabbi Kiva, remember Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, you have to make a brach on each one independently, then neither the brach is worth the others. That means, loy shvicha bechal zika, loy zika bechal shvicha, and shvicha, if it says shvicha, means shvicha doesn't mean zika, and if it says zika, means zika, not shvicha. Hochi Gatsino says that as well. If it's a sin to loy man, it will be small. If you look into the words of Yishmael, Zika Bechlal Shvicha, Eloi Shvicha Bechlal Zika. Here goes the extent. Shvecha Zvachim, Pei Vishamai, Shamina Nele Yishmael, we hear that Yishmael says, Dama Pesach Bishvicha, Eloi Bishvicha. We infer from there that Pesach is with Shvicha, not with Zika. Well, how do you know that? Titania, Yishmael, Oimah. Then if you look up the Gemara, that's just a little bit complicated. I spent quite some time learning it too. I even used your paper which you gave me to help me understand the figure. It's gone. It's fine. The rat will take it.
You lost it?
I might have won the raffle.
$5,000.
No, I've got this song in my Gemara here.
You
throw
$5,000.
No, help me understand this figure. It's more important than $5,000. Certainly now, after the speaking of raffle, it's more important than that. Never mind. So the Gemara says that The Gemara says, right, Shamina le Bishmol Oman Pesach Peshchicha v'le Bizika. The Tanya Bishmol Israel said like this. The Teresh and Emma since it says Ach Bechoy Shoy says in the Pazuk Ach Bechoy Shoy, which tells us the guys I'm talking about doing the Zika's Dom of the Mizbeach. The Mamna le Bechoy Shoy Tor Matan Domim Ve'imuyim Legavim Mizbeach. The Pazuk's talking about Bechoy and says you have to put it on the Dom and the Imuyim have to be put on the Mizbeach. Maiso Pesach Minayim. How do you know that with Kolben, with the Mice Meimah, with Kolben Pesach, you have to do Zika's Dam and Imurim on the Mizveah? Dam Aleima, the Dam, the Vachecha Yishofich. And that passage is talking about the Bechoy. It's talking about the Bechoy. It says Dam, the Vachecha Yishofich. Yeah? Right. And it's talking about the Bechoy. Now the Bechoy already said earlier they have to do Zika's Dam. So why did it say these words? Why did it say again about Shvicha? I already know. You have to do Zikas Adam for Bechoy. So why did it say these three words? Dam Zavachach Yishofich. So why do we? It's extra. So why do I need it? So now it says the Gemara. It says the Gemara there. Keilu Leshanko Bonashvay Tzorich. I don't need it to Tam Et Oilo, Tam Et Chatos, Tam Et Shlomim. I don't need it for all of those. The Bekulu Ksiv Zika. With all of them, it says Zika. If you look in the Pesach by Oilon, it says, oh, it says you have to be Zoyik. And Shlomim and Chasod always says that Zoyik. But Bechoy also says it. So why do I need this Pesach? Dam Zochach HaYishofik. Ah, so come to tell me. Tell me Maiteh, Kom Maiteh Be'ema, and Kom Pesach. That's what the Pesach is coming to tell me. Dam Zochach HaYishofik. One second, I'm not stopped. So to tell me that he needs for Meister and for Kolben Pesach, Meister Beimer also gives you Shvicha. Meister and Kolben Pesach gives you Shvicha. The Hashto, now the Gemara, now Rashbam speaking out. The Hashto, the Omar, Rabbi Shmuel, now that I know, Rabbi Shmuel says the Pesach is Shvicha. The Kolben Pesach is done with Shvicha. Mishnah is saying, B'mas Nisan, and we see in our Mishnah, the Omar, he says, the Birchas of Pesach, who nifta, mi Birchas of Zerach. That, these words are a little bit hard. That, the Birchas of Pesach, who nifta, mi Birchas of Zerach. With the bracha of the Pesach, you are nifta from a called bracha of the Zerach. Meaning in English, if you made the bracha of the Pesach, you do not need to make a bracha on the Zerach. Ve'einoi nifta mishel Pesach be'birchas ha-Zerach. And you're not potter from making a bracha on the Pesach with the bracha of the Zerach. If you make a bracha on the Chagiga, it doesn't potter the Korban Pesach. Yossi, you saw how we read in the words? It's a very tricky line. You got it? Should we say it again? Just make sure. Shamina Levi Masnisim. We learned out from in the Mishnah. We heard from Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah. The Amalei said that the Birchas HaPesach with the Brach of the Pesach, who nifta, he's exempted me Birchas HaZerach from making a Brach on the Birchas HaZerach on the Zerach. Ve'ine nifta, and he's not part of Mishel Pesach. He's not part of from making the Brach on the Pesach. The Birchas HaZerach, who making the Brach on the Zerach. Meaning, the Birchas HaZerach helps the Zerach, the Birchas HaZerach doesn't help the Zerach. And from here we see, from here we learn, Hanitonim b'Zika, anything which is given with the Zika, Kigun Shazachim, like all the Korbanos, if you would do it, Shinitonim b'Shvicha k'Pesach, if you would do it with the Shvicha, like the Korban Pesach, Yotza, you would be Yotza. Kedetanya b'Hedya, like it says clearly, there in the Flamazayim and Glochim, Minayin l'Nitonim b'Zika. How do I know that suddenly a korban that's meant to be done with zrika, and itonim zrika, meant to be the blood meant to be placed there with zrika? Shenot no meshicha, he did it with shvicha. You also had in a yaitza. Talmud loyma medam zvachech yishofich. He learned from the same pasuk. Dam zvachech yishofich. He learned from one pasuk two things. then from one pasuk, hey, that pesachim has to be done with shvicha, and B, that those that are meant to be done with zika, you can do it.
No one says both, right?
What do you mean both? No. But those that are given b'shvicha are meant to be done b'shvicha and also called Pesach and Maisa, those are meant to be done b'shvicha and Pesach, Shenosan, and you did it, b'shenosan, b'zika, kishlamim, like you did the b'zika, like shlamim, or kol shazachim, lo yotza. How do I know that? Tell me, the Bechaz HaPesach, just like Bechaz HaPesach HaZerach, to come and I'm here B'Shmael, and B'Shmael said not peace, and I got him, and B'Shmael said, and I'm Mishnah like that, that Pesach doesn't, Pesach helps Revach, Revach doesn't help Pesach. Similarly. Right? Yeah,
I understand that, Sora, but, sorry, I'm very called about the Shlomo. Is a Pesach, a carbon Pesach, is that form of Revach?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is Zvachim necessarily a form of Pesach?
You can I offer up
if I say the word Zevach, if I say the word this is a carbon Zevach, does that mean
the Mishnah says it's kosher. Some of you chef the kol but the shein Pesach it's kosher. Kol has welcome sheniz v'chul shelo yishmon. I take a chan shlomim and I say this should be the shein Pesach, it's kosher shein, even though I said the shein Pesach still kosher. The only one isn't if you chef the kol Pesach on Pesach, and it's saying something else. That's something like that. Or you should have something, you should have some chattos to say something else. Like that. But the all kilbanis, if you step in the same, Pesach, it's kosher.
It's interesting. Why would it be? It's not a Pesach, though. It's a little more to it.
Zevach
is a general term,
Pesach
is a specific
term. Yeah. See, yeah, it's not totally
kosher.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's why it's kosher. You ask him why is it kosher? It's kosher because Love on to me, odd one, say what you
are.
So explaining why. Because Pesach and Zevach are similar. So when I'm making a bracha on a korban, I don't need to say every single one as they go along. When I talk about Pesach, I mean anything which is included in the category of Pesach. What's included in the category of Pesach? Anything which you can do is shvicha to. What can be done shvicha to? Everything. When you make a bracha on Pesach, incorporate everything. There's no clear thing saying, wow, this korban is different to that. You say that when I make a bracha on that, it's not going to work. Yeah, maybe, but it's not the reason why. That's why. It's inclusive in shvicha.
We make brachas like mashallah, we make hadamah, right? As far as that we use, say, if you make a hadamah when you're really eating an apple, it's okay. Why? Because hadamah includes everything that goes from the ground, including things that are specific, like things that grow from the tree as well.
Yeah.
So why doesn't that reasoning apply here?
Thus. Exactly. Just said it. When you said Pesach, Pesach means korbanos which you can do shvicha, which is like Adam. Exactly, good example. It's exactly like Adam. By shakani b'dvar. When I say alach is Pesach, I'm saying shakani b'dvar. I'm saying lech la Pesach. The Torah says eat things that you do shvicha with. What's that? That's everything. All korbanos. I am saying Pesach. Yeah, it means, what am I saying Pesach? I mean things that you do shvicha with, like the Pesach.
You're
Yeah. So top. So Mela, as we were saying, very good. So thank you for your example. I was looking for it. So when you say shaking a bitvoy, right? Meshapet makes shaking a bitvoy on a clementine. You hate that? Why? Because it's included there. Shaking a bitvoy. So you make pesach. I'll kill a pesach. It doesn't mean on the thing that is called pesach. It means on anything which is offered up in the way of a common pesach. No. Dam can be done by shvicha, by everything, so it's included in that tree.
That's right, you can say it.
You always get the best.
If you have that, for a whole bunch of things, you can say all year long, and you've included it.
Yeah. In the middle of the winter, you're having a shlomo, you say, it's Pesach. People might look at you as if you're weak. All the balabas in here and say, sorry. But it doesn't matter, those are lamdodim, rabbi Rabbi Shemayel. Well, no, if you pass Rabbi Shemayel, maybe pass Rabbi Kiva. If you pass Rabbi Shemayel, see you later. Right. The Divya Kiva. That's the Rashba. So one second. I hear your question you're asking. Those aren't the questions you're meant to be asking. If anything, you should be asking, how can you learn two things from one pasuk? Vidam the Bakek Al Yishavir tells me that Pesach is with the Shvita. And also, that if you did all the other Kalmanis, right? Like the Kom Pesach, you are Yitzah. That is what you should have been asking me. Stomi didn't ask it because...
In general, you only learn one thing out there.
Generally, one person, one thing. Otherwise, no end to right. One bother, one thing. Kom Pesach is with Shvita, and that everything else is Yitzah with Shvita. That's what we've done. How do you know Kom Pesach with Shvita? Damzuch Echizavit, right? Because it says by Bechoy, Damzuch Echizavit. Don't lead it by that. Don't lead by Zikra or all the other Kombanis. So it's leaving us with Kom Pesach and Maisera. Those things are with Shvita. That's number one. Number two is, how do you know every other Kovan is Yitzah with Shvita? Says the Gemara, we saw in the Rashbam, because it's only bad to pay Bisham, and Milayin, Lin, it's only Mizik, it's not a Mashiach, a Yatza, Tamad Noyman, but Dam, Zmachef, Yishavich. Two things learned out for one pasuk. Oh, you're coming up with what you think is answered. The question should have been asked. So, let's see if we have an answer. The Dibya Bekive. Now also in our Mishnah we saw by the Birchas of Pesach, what did we see? Birchas of Pesach and Zevach, Shein Zoi Peter Zuzu, that neither of them pass each other. So Bekiva Nami Sova, the Pesach is Shvicha. Bekiva also holds the Pesach of Shvicha. It's not that he argues on Rabbi Shmuel and he holds the Pesach with something else. He agrees the Pesach is Shvicha. So you see that Pesach, that's with Shvicha. And you did a korban like that wouldn't help. You can't make out like it is better to father up your chagigah. They ask on Tana Dome Bezika. We don't find the Tana who says in Bezika, Ella Gleta Glili, only if Gleta Glili pays Dome Nishchat. In a fuller fifth take of Sachin. The Nafkele Mehaz Domon Tizek Anamizbeach. He learned it that the Korban Pesach is with Zika from a different pasuk. It says Es Domon Tizek Domon Tizek Anamizbeach to Bechoy. It's referring to Bechoy. And why do you say Domon Loshan Rabin? It's Domoy Loinoy. I don't say Domoy. Ela Domon in Loshan Rabin. Limed Al Bechoy Maiso Pesach Shetun in Zika. From there we see that Bechoy Maiso Pesach in Zika. So Mamela says the Gemara that says the Gemara in Tom and Israel basically learns that Kom Pesach is a Zika. That's what basically holds, that Kom Pesach is a Zika, but no one else holds that, the Kiva holds it to Zika. Says, we'll come to your question sooner, everyone. Just want to now there's a whole bunch of information at the end of the Rashbam. Who? The other ones? Yeah, you have to learn the Sugya. You have to learn the Sugya. Now, in Zika, the Pesach, Zika of Pesach is Matzon Achas. It's Matzon Achas, one, the certain Gavonis you do one sprinkling, certain Gavonis you do two that look like four. Two on the corners, right? I mean, you do it It looks like there's this four zuka. So it goes on four sides.
Down the corner. Stand here and he springs over the corner. Part of the blood goes on this one, part of the blood goes on this one, part of the blood goes on this one. And that way, you've got your four walls covered in blood.
It's stretching out. And Sankarbana is just one. And Sankarbana, you do really four. Put your hands over the side. You do four with your finger on the head. So, says Rashbam, see, we're going to be fucking kotzim by the end of this Rashbam. So he says, I zika the Pesach Matzona Achasi, Keneged HaYisroi, on the Mizbeach,
there's the Yisroi didn't go around the entire Mizbeach. Part of the Mizbeach, how did part of it didn't? Yisroi is the base of the Mizbeach. The bottom height, the base of the Mizbeach, did not go around the whole way. So you have to put the blood, which on Pesach, Keneged HaYisroi, anywhere along one of these two sides. You mean the Mizbeach? On the Mizbeach, on the wall, on the wall of the Mizbeach.
No,
connected to the Yisod.
On the sides of the Mizbeach, which are where the Yisod is, in line with the Yisod.
Are you sprinkling the animal or the walls? What do you mean?
The blood on the walls.
On the walls. Well, how do you pour it? What's the
It's in a clean. Yeah. You collect the blood in a clean. You then sprinkle, or you pour, depending on what we see.
How would you pour it on?
On the wall.
On top of the wall? Oh, you throw.
Yeah.
You sprinkle it with your hands.
Yeah, you go close to it, you pour it down.
Or on the side.
Yeah. So Matan Hachas he connected his slave and Rafik, the loy kazika shal kobanis, and not like other kobanishin, shte matanishin alba. There are two sprinklings which are counted like four, like we just explained. And we cry, mapik lo, ben sechel zvachim, mitek, ezumakim. This differentiation that one's one and one's four, two like four, is done in ezumakim with the fifth, soviz va'ila, soviz v'chatov, soviz v'ashem. It says, v'chat va'ila, awesome. You have to do it stoviv, meaning on all four sides. The shorish stuvim haboim ke'echod. The cloud is a rule. If you have three stukim telling me the same thing in the Torah, it's going to tell me specifically these three cases and nowhere else. Shorish stuvim haboim ke'echod e'melamdi. You have three stukim that tell me exactly the same thing. E'melamdi, you cannot learn from that anywhere else. And therefore we learn that these you need to have two which are like four. But anywhere else, it's just one. So made a mitzvah and Pesach is just one. Zika to the Rashbam. Zika mirochik. Vashtei matonais shein arba. U Pesach matona achas mirochik. Because the precious, if you told my Beit Taglili you have to do Zika, so you do matona achas mirochik. You throw one matona mirochik on one of the walls. Shvicha is mikoyf. Oymid ali yisoid. You stand on the yisoid. Remember where the yisoid was? Right? The shvicha shom, and you pour there on the walls, you pour the blood. Kobonis siv zika. By all the kobonis siv zika, about mechatos. Apart from chatos, shemat nisim, the etzba ala kroyis, where the, I think it's chatos, it's tumna actually, where the matonis were with the etzba on the kroyis, on the corners, in the sivi kroy, like it says in the psukim. So this is a whole bunch of information at the end of it, but he didn't answer our question. Now, where do we see, how can we learn two things from one possible? And the answer is all down in this conversation is Mishvara. Mishvara is not two things from the Pasuk. It's Mishvara Be'etzen, I'm telling you, we learn from his Shvicha. Now the Shvara is Shvicha is Zvika plus. Ever had the Zvika from far, Shvicha, which are close, above it, it's Zvika plus. By thinking Shvicha is not Zika plus, it's Zika minus. Zika you're doing from afar, Shvicha you're doing from close. So since it's Zika minus, you can't learn, you can't do Zika. So Mela, we learn one thing from Damza Chafeshavich, that Kov and Pesach is the Shvicha. That's the thing you learn. Gom Pesach is Shvicha. Svara tells me, if Gom Pesach is Shvicha, you can't do Zika to it. Because Shvicha means go up close, so you can't go far. Svara tells me, to say that you can do Zika, you can certainly do Shvicha, because you're much closer. So Svara should say. Okay?
How does Rashbam explain the reasoning behind Rabbi Akiva's halacha that you can't learn out one from the other? I didn't understand how.
He doesn't know the Svara.
What?
He doesn't know
the Svara.
If I tell you it's not Zikim and Zikim, says it's Zikim and Svira.
How did what Rashbam says about Rabbi Akiva prove that that's real?
Oh, since he says the bracha that you make out of Petra doesn't help you for Zevach, he must say that they're two independent mitzvahs, two independent kavanis. They're different, they're not included in the same category. Why? They're going back into Shvicha for. So she doesn't mean Zika plus. She doesn't know that. Shvicha is Shvicha, Zika is Zika. You can't do, can't make a bracha, I like it as Pesach. It tells me to help me for all these levels.
Where in the words do you say that?
The Mishnah says
it. No, in the words of Rashi.
Oh, at the beginning. The Divya Bekiva, Ketalmina, Nami, Vashisa, like it says in the Mishnah, Gavapech, Zapesach, Vazevach, referring, guarding. You see at the beginning of the Rashi?
Yeah.
Regarding the bracha of Pesach, Vazevach, She'ein, Zu, Pederzu. And neither one passes the other. What do we see from him? That's what we see from
him. And the rest of the Rashbam doesn't address that at all?
No.
The whole time I was trying to figure out how that is.
First line. So, we've been there to the finish the Gemara and the Rashbam we wanted. Now we have 2 weeks left. Did you 2 weeks left? For him, 2 weeks left. We have about 14 dots. Right? Obviously, to learn a daf a day, chazar is impossible. But, I do ask, start at least Avi Sofim, start with your chavrusas Avi Sofim. I'll give Shem the Bekir, it's possible that we should have our shlomo. But every day you should try and get through as much as you can of Avi Sofim. We also have Ben Ashmanim, so if you want, you can carry on. There's definitely enough time with 2 weeks and Ben Ashmanim to finish the Kriya Chazar. So, starting from tomorrow. Purim is a day for learning. Starting with tomorrow, you can start today as well if you want. That you should start a chazar al Yitzchakim. I'm more than happy to field questions on this topic. And we will. I'll do it. I don't want you to spend your morning today doing it. I'll give shit every day. Going over an omelet of Agadata, an omelet and a quarter of Agadata, Pasha, so you should have our shalom. I don't want you to spend your morning spending that zugris and things like that, shading, chaval, we've got work to do. And we should start in chazar. End up with one nekuda regarding Yosef, and regarding Purim. The brother-in-law on the son Emes says that this week's parsha, the Megillah, is something incredible inside it. Haman came to Achashverosh, and in the night, Balailahu, he was coming to say to hang up Mordechai, and Achashverosh told him, we all know the story, told him to go and take out Mordechai on the horse and go out for the walk. Saying over that, you know, this is the one that but he says, how can it be? All right, Amon was the viceroy, he was the second in command there. So how could he possibly bring himself, even involve himself? How could he even involve himself to do such a thing? Why didn't he just run away? Escape. How could he possibly involve himself to take Mordechai out in such a fashion? So yes, everyone was bowing down in front of him. And now here, this top guy is now going to be taking his arch enemy, going out for a walk in the kingdom, announcing such a thing. If I was Haman, I would have run away. I would have escaped. It's the middle of the night, no, there's no soldiers, anything around. I just possibly escaped. Why didn't he do that? So says the brother-in-law of the Sassanids, that harm on you. If he would do that, then all his plans would go out the window. His plan was to get rid of Mordechai, to destroy Yiddishkeit. He knew if he wouldn't be above himself, his plans would go out the window. It's better for himself, so he says, to be above himself, that he should be matzliach to destroy Yiddishkeit, to kill off his arch enemy. He's willing to go to all this bush and design, possibly that his plan shouldn't go out the window. And when I did chazar a little bit of what of some of Megiddo's Ezra, and this will hit me so in the honesty, it's embarrassing to see how you can have people who they're so out against Yiddishkeit, and they're willing to give up everything, be mavazin themselves to the nth degree, somebody with officially dead right to go with the mavazins of wives, selfish, and there should be doctors on the Sabbath and marriages that are not be Yiddishkeit, just precious, anything that their plans shouldn't go out the window. Yeah. So the Rav Emmet said that if we see how much a person has been involved himself for Shtiyot, for that they should be able to be the kind their Indian of Manish Rishis calls the king, must be able to be above ourselves and all the kind mitzvahs, kind of, that's culture, and that's all we have to take from this whole story. Like, it's mind-boggling. If somebody would have 2 years ago said this story, you'd think it's crazy. It's like science fiction. But that's all we have to take from this story. We have to take how much a person has to be above himself. Have to be above yourself, be willing to be above yourself in order to be able to be the kind that also happens. Today is a day, opportune time for davening. Megiddo's Esther and the time to Esther is a time when Hashem covers for this offering. It should take a little chabbeit. Yenis Hashachar, got a lot of skulls in it. And Purim is a time definitely for Kabbalists of Tfilas. It should, all our Tfilas should be answered. We often tomorrow, spend some time tomorrow. I said it last year, again this year, spend some time, setting aside time tomorrow to daven for your kids, for your family. The time is in Sukkot. I said it last year, I'll say it again, that my Rosh Kiddel, when we were younger, told us that his kid, when he came home from school, said from he came home saying, "Mommy, our Rebbe told us to ask you, please, daven for us tomorrow." I said, "I'm telling the message. Time for the other mission. It's a time for tefillah. It's a time for learning. It's a very busy day tomorrow, but set aside time for learning. You have to find some time either for daven netzim after that, or Mordechai Tzadik, whenever you want to do it. But set aside some time for learning. So it is good kodesh. We should be zayecha. We should be good shleimah. Maybe.